Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings. July 2024 to June 2025.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forge tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabe Umretz, and I'm on a grid, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Let's do this thing. Countdown to tip-off is on. We've got NBA playoff basketball. We've got Major League Baseball, NHL playoff hockey. We're breaking it all down. Donnie Wrightside's going to step up and in. Coach Young returns. Dave Sharapan joins us straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Miami Heat and the Atlanta Hawks on tap this evening. I don't know if it's a must-win situation for the Memphis Grizzlies, but there's a difference between losing the first two games on the road and losing the first two games on your home court. So big game for the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. Suns and Pelicans. Interesting note tonight in this basketball game, guys. Scott Foster is the referee tonight. Chris Paul, 0-13 in playoff games for Scott Foster.
Amazing.
As the NBA figured out, we'll even this out a little bit for the Pelicans. Donnie Wrightside's going to join us in a couple of minutes. And Donnie's got to catch a flight to Toronto, actually. He's actually refereeing game three. Sixer fan from the Philadelphia area. He meets all the criteria to be a referee for the Raptors Sixers. So I'm just thinking, out of like, I don't know, you got like 72 referees in the NBA. Out of all the referees that you've got in the league, you couldn't find one dude that's not from Philadelphia to referee a Philadelphia-Toronto game in Philadelphia? I know, yeah, the guy's like a lifelong Eagle fan. Like I said, I think he went to high school with Donnie. I swear to God. Every one of these shady referees, dude, it's a cartel. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a Philly thing. Tim Donaghy. Where's Tim Donaghy from? Philadelphia.
Philly.
All right. Remember Joey Crawford, big NBA hitman referee. Where's he from? Philadelphia. Where's Mark Lindsay from? NBA ref last night. 30 free throws for the Sixers, 12 for the Raptors. Where's he from? Chester, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia. Gene Steratore, Philadelphia. Ed Malloy, Philadelphia. And go down the list. It's like all the refs. It's like they're breeding like a bunch of like refs in Philly. And you know what I'm saying?
Breeding.
Yeah.
Like it. Like they're horses. They breed refs.
They are.
All you do is ref.
Exactly. No, it's like a mob family. Crazy. You're born into being a referee. Look at Steratore in the hockey league and these guys. Son, you're going to be a referee. Too many secrets. It's like a politician. Too many secrets. You're in already. There's no turning back. As I stated, hopefully Donnie will give us a fair shake tomorrow. So we'll get in. Ben Simmons, I don't know why they do this to Ben. Like, just leave him out of the news. So now they're saying he's cleared for contact. Yeah, but he's not going to play. And it's a dumb idea that anybody thinks he can play. The guy hasn't played in over a year, and he's already pretty fragile to begin with. You're going to drop him on a court in a playoff series in Boston and Brooklyn, one of the most hostile series ever. They hate Kyrie so much, they're chanting F Kyrie at Red Sox games now. Like they, it's true. Like they're nuts.
Yeah, they are.
Part of me thinks they're losers, and the other part of me thinks, hey, you guys are pretty hardcore.
Hardcore.
Like, you're all the way through on this. Like,
you're like, right.
You know,
it's a
you
good
don't mess around.
You're insane, but you got to respect their insanity. You take
do.
It to a different sport. Like,
part of me thinks, Boston, you guys are losers. And then the other part of me, I'm like, man, I really do love your teams, man. Like, to the end. Exactly. Like, no matter what. Like, once you cross the Celtics, you're dead for life to them.
Exactly. You're dead to me.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Let's do this thing. I am Gable Moretzi. It's game time decisions, and we've got a lot of game time decisions to make, although Mother Nature is affecting Major League Baseball once again, although there was some afternoon baseball going on, and we'll get into the second leg. I'm not a fan of these doubleheader games, but right now as we speak, the Mets were down. They were down, and they've come back, and they've tied the game with San Francisco. Yep. So that's 4-4 right now. We've got St. Louis and Miami. That game is still a go. That's at 6:40 Eastern time. I'm assuming Cam's going to be on the Marlins because that's his Orlando Magic.
That's, yeah. Haven't bet it yet, but they
that's
were
you
circled,
get. You're like, for someone who doesn't like Orlando and Florida, you seem to like Orlando and Florida. I got to get you Orlando Magic hat. Marlins hat, you're Florida guy.
Good point. Yeah. Like, I got arrested at a drive-thru for walking up, yet the Magic are fair, and I got no problem with the Marlins. I like their win total. That's it, Renzi. It's nothing. That's all it is. It's like, I don't like the muggy weather, as you see my complexion. I don't know what it is. I don't know why, like, Miami was the team I gripped onto this year. Every year it's a new one, and the Marlins are my fish.
I don't know if it's a good idea.
It's a very good idea. Very good idea. Trust me, they're gonna win more than 73 games. They will.
For the record, let's just facts are facts. Miami are 4-5 on the season, and they're down $70.
Yeah, no problem. That's a good start. Everything's cool. Like, it's no.
Oh, for their win total, they could get. What's their win total? You said what?
72.5 or 73.5? Oh. I got to double check. It's on my site, but I'll check in the commercial break. 72.5.
It's not bad, but it's not as good of a start as my Colorado over 68.
Oh, yeah, no.
7-3.
No, Colorado. I agree. The Rockies are great. They actually signed your Freeland to an extension today, one of the starters. No, the Rockies are out of the gate hot. And, hey, you keep on making these guys home dogs, even with cool. They got it done against Philadelphia, Marenzi. You said it. They've been putting money in people's pockets as big dogs, too.
Well, we put people in money's pockets. That 11-1 parlay actually hit, and I played it. Rarely do it. It hit. Mavericks money line, Colorado Rockies to win, LA Dodgers turned into plus 1087.
Nice.
You laid the run and a half. It was plus 987 and plus 1187. Money line or run line, depending on what you did.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gable Moranci, kicking it with the Ranger Reddit, Cam Stewart, and for those of you tuning in on SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, I'm rocking an old school Expos jersey, the white home jersey, and an Expos hat. And said to Donnie, you like the old school Expos gear? He goes, very positive. I like it. And I respond to him. I said, well, I don't know. They're actually dead, so I don't know how positive it is. I'm wearing a jersey.
Resurrection.
Come to think of it.
Should have brought UPS.
It feels positive. It's white. It's like familiar.
Hey, where
you
is
see
that
an Expo
guy?
Logo. Makes people feel good. It's such a nice jersey and logo.
He's working the Canadians game tonight, Donnie. Don't worry about UPS.
UPS was adopted by the Montreal Canadiens. Yeah, he was adopted.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll go home to his rightful home. Hopefully his parents come home one day. But he's got a home at the Bell Center until then. We appreciate the Canadians for taking him in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's blast through this. A lot of picks. I want to get to the baseball. We got baseball coming up at 6:40. But so far, so good, Donnie, for your Philadelphia 76ers. They've shot lights out. The secondary role players have stepped up in a massive way. There was a lot of talk about Nick Nurse overwhelming and out-coaching Doc Rivers. The Philadelphia 76ers have had the antidote to everything. Like, they have everything that the Raptors have thrown at them. The Sixers are like, oh, yeah, okay. The Sixers are a step faster. The speed, like the offensive proficiency of the Sixers has to even surprise you, Donnie. I mean, come on, man. These guys are shooting lights out right now.
Yeah, floor spacing is key here. And also, James Harden hasn't played all that well. But we also have to remember that he's basically replacing Ben Simmons, who did nothing on offense for you but cause a cluster down low to crowd around Joel Embiid. If you make some of your open jump shots, everybody turns to be wide open. So even if Harden doesn't play well, his floor spacing is allowing Tobias Harris to be an actual player now. You're seeing Tyrese Maxey shoot wide open three after wide open three. They've been very good, and I do want to give a little bit of – I mean, we want more points out of James Harden in Philadelphia, don't get me wrong. But at this time, it's so much of an upgrade to have Ben Simmons, who – would get the basketball, and everybody would sag into the paint. You can't do that anymore.
Now, we could say, well, a series doesn't start until the team loses at home and all this type of stuff, but it does appear as though it's going to be extremely tough for the Raptors to win four of these games. But it's a one game at a time deal. Raptors are plus 980 right now. Wow, nearly 10 to 1. Ooh. Plus 980. Ooh. Philadelphia, 18 to 1. Massive price. That's a stupid number. But what's your lean, Donnie, for Wednesday night's game three?
Yeah, one of those kitchen sink games for Toronto, right? You lose game three, you're basically just saying we're done for the season. You saw that pretty much, even though it was a game two with the Dallas Mavericks, who I actually didn't think would win the game, but I said if there's one game the Mavericks are going to win without Luka Doncic, it will be game two at home, because if you lose that, you're basically flying out to go on the road and just end your season after two games. It's interesting to see, because Toronto was a very difficult matchup for the 76ers during the regular season. But Gabe, as you put it, if you're going to shoot roughly, 45% from three-point range, Joel Embiid is going to go absolutely reckless all over the place, and Tobias Harris isn't going to go hide in the corner and get you 4 points a game with a $30 million contract. They're going to be tough to beat by anybody, not just the Raptors themselves.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. We could be negative on the Raptors, and the injuries have been bad. The officiating has been bad, but Philadelphia has just been good. This is the best Philadelphia's played all year. That's what you're supposed to do, play your best basketball in the playoffs, and Philadelphia's doing that right now. Tomorrow's obviously, like you said, the series is on the line, and I'm going to game four. I already have my tickets and a plane ticket and everything, Donnie. Yeah, but tomorrow,
you better win game three. That's what you're saying. You better win game three.
Game's going in all black for game four.
Mm-hmm. I have a $1,700 bet on this game already tomorrow. Like, whatever happens Saturday, fine. You got to win tomorrow.
Like, you're right. That's just hotel and airfare.
Not
including the sports account. Plus, add drinks to it. You're right. It's like a $2,500 bet. Yeah,
That'll be more, Cam. Oh, God. It's a nightmare. Yeah, well, it's really hoping just to go. It is. Hey, it's a cold world.
Hey, they win the game. It's 2-1. You go to game four. It's a totally different mindset. You got to win.
Exactly.
You're a 2-point
home dog. Got to win tomorrow night.
You win that game, then it changes your whole opinion about it.
Down to 1.5. I like the fact that the Sharps are on the Raptors.
Are we sharp? Yeah,
what's Scotty Barnes' injury information, Gabe or Cam? Do you hear? Is there any updates on him, whether or not he's going for game three?
I heard doubtful today now. Which I heard doubtful for tomorrow. That was the designation. But the thing is, yesterday, Donnie, he was asked, how you feeling? And he had like a coy grin. He goes, I feel better, a lot better, a lot better. They said, when are you going to be back? Yeah. He said, ask the coaches. And he kind of grinned. And even Philly beat guys were like, are they playing us? Is he playing tonight type thing?
Yeah.
I think they're playing him. I think, they're going to try to roll him out. And I love how, too, the other series is, guys. But whatever, and Philly's dealing with the same schedule, Cam. But you notice, like, everyone else gets 3 days in between these games. Yes, look at Boston and – yeah.
Yeah, Boston. It's like,
let's just make Toronto and Philly go every 2 days.
Exactly.
It would help the Raptors right now if it was like, all right, you got 3 days off, guys, now. All right, everyone, try to get better. All right, Young, your finger will feel better, and Barnes will shoot you up with something. You'll be good in 3 days.
Instead, it's like every 48 hours. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah. They want to dust these guys off. Like, waiting longer. Like, Philadelphia, in retrospect, healthy. The Raptors are all banged up. Gary Trent, the guy's half dead, and they're rolling him out there. So, yeah, you said it, man. An extra day would be nice.
Well, they better win tomorrow. Tonight. Yes. Feels like a chalk night tonight. You guys feeling I understand from a money line perspective. Yeah. Like, are Miami losing to Atlanta tonight? I don't think so. Donnie?
I don't think so either. Like, if you're looking for all three games, which is the surprise for the upset? Like, I actually can't
Minnesota.
The Hawks got exactly. Hawks have Trae Young. They've been to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I look at that game going, the Heat were so good. Unless you're just
Miami are tough to deal with, bro. I don't know how you go at home.
Exactly, sure, and at home. And that chip on their shoulder. Phoenix is such a much better team than the Pelicans overall. And then you're right, Minnesota. But I got to tell you, if you look at the line in the Grizzlies game, aren't they just begging
That's
you
the
to
one.
Take Timberwolves at that line? They're just begging you to
take yes.
Because
yes.
even if Memphis win,
I feel like
even if they win, even if they win, doesn't mean they're going to win by 8 points.
Exactly,
guys. That's what I was thinking. And Gabe, we talked about yesterday. We actually did have the Mavericks on the money line. And I think this line's way out of whack. It went from 7 to 6.5. FanDuel bounced it back to 7. Who's to say? Memphis could win the game, but asking them to win by 8 points, I think, against a good Timberwolves team, I got to take the points. I know Memphis is desperate, but that's a lot of points against a very solid T-Wolves team, guys.
I was hoping to parlay all three favorites here, all three home teams, and it would be a little bit more than it is. +105 only.
Yeah, I need
yeah,
more.
Good enough.
I was thinking, better, like, man. I didn't really think. I was like, I don't know, it'll be +138 or something cool like that. Yeah. Plus yeah. one. It was like three
something
games.
Cool.
Come on, it's three games. Yeah.
something cool. Like that.
Yeah.
Plus 104 is not cool. No, it's not
cool.
Cool. No, I agree.
That's like Carlito used to say, the old wrestler. That's not cool.
Not cool.
No, +105. That's not cool. So, like I said, I can't take Atlanta. I'm not really in the mood for this. I don't like messing with the Miami Heat. They're just too good. They're good defensively. They're just when they're healthy and they're locked in, they're one of the better teams in the NBA. There's no disputing that. But the thing is, they've been erratic, and can they stay healthy? They have some older dudes on the team through the whole playoff run, but I don't want to get in front of them. I agree with you and Donnie and Cam here, guys, as far as if I'm going to take a dog, it would be the T-Wolves at +7.
Yeah.
And then you get the Pelicans. I actually just rolled the dice, but it was just sort of one of those spite out of frustration bets the other night. I was like, yeah, whatever. I was having a bad weekend. I was like, yeah, whatever, dude. Just give me the +10 points plus the Pelicans. They lose by 11.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's it.
They lose. I get the feeling that it's worse tonight for them, though. Like Phoenix probably really drill them tonight.
Yeah, Ayton's healthy, too. I was expecting at the end of the game, thought maybe Ayton had a concussion where he might miss it, which would give you an opportunity for the Pelicans, but he's not. But actually, you know, Valanciunas getting 25 rebounds the other night was pretty incredible, and it didn't even help them win the game. So what does he got to go for, 35 boards tonight?
JV's a beast. What's his rebounding prop tonight?
I think like 13, 14, 13 and a half, something like that.
Our boy Jonas Valanciunas, 13 and a half.
Yeah.
13 and a half. Right? It's got to be a play.
Yeah.
Oh, he's great on the glass. He's really raised the level of his play, this guy. He really has. He's one of the reasons why the Pelicans have gotten this far, but they got a horrible matchup against the Suns.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it. Donnie right side. Raise your redhead, Cam Stewart. Dave Sherrod panel. Join us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. A little bit later on. Let's get into the Major League Baseball because we've got games coming up right now. 6:40 action, including the St. Louis Cardinals and the Miami Marlins. Donnie, I'll throw it to you first. What's your opinion, if any, on Wainwright and Lizardo? I got a player prop in here on Lizardo over 5.5 strikeouts. I'm a little, he had 12 strikeouts in his last game in five innings.
Yeah.
So this guy's a strikeout machine, but at the same point in time, the St. Louis Cardinals do have some smart veteran hitters on this team. They're not as free swinging as some other teams are. So I get that, but still at 5.5, I couldn't resist, Donnie. I got a little piece of Lizardo over 5.5.
Yeah, when you see a pitcher on the mound, you say, hey, how's he doing this year? Well, he's striking out 67% of the batters that he's faced, which means nothing is getting in play. It's certainly impressive, but also keep in mind, going against a veteran lineup tonight that's going to stack all right-handed bats against him today, but it's still early in the season. It's like the betting flow of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Unders early, unders late, overs during the summer. I'm still on the under train here in April, so strikeouts, unders in games, they all make sense to me.
And I haven't seen him before either. I see a lot of the guys haven't seen Lizardo before.
True.
On this team, it's always difficult. And you know, listen, a lot of teams, I've got a couple of big time under trends. So Cam, what's your pick for this game? Are you pulling the trigger on the Marlins when it's all said and done?
Damn right.
My deal is I'm gonna take Lizardo, the Marlins pitcher, over 5.5.
I like where you guys are going with that, too. I'm going to ride your wave with the Lizardo prop, but I like the Marlins small dogs on FanDuel, minus 104. St. Louis is a $1.12, and I do agree with Donnie. I think it's going to be runs are going to be hard to come by. I see Marlins winning like a 4-2 game and the game going under the number. I like Jesus Lizardo. He's actually a guy that has taken a while to get acclimated to the major leagues, but he is a very, very talented guy. As you said, Morenci, he's got strikeout stuff. I think the Marlins are going to get it done at home. You said a 4-5 team. I'm getting them as a dog at home against the Cardinals. Give me the fish, small dogs tonight.
All right. We've got the Yankees and the Tigers coming up, guys. And I'll tell you one thing, man, about I'll tell you one thing about the Yankees. These guys have been an under machine. And it's been this way. It goes back to last year as well. So far, guys, the Yankees have played 10 games this year. 8 of them have gone under the number. So 80% clip through 10 games. 8-2 to the under. Last year, guys, they were 88, 68, and 6 to the under. So there were 20 games played to the under last year. The Tigers are actually 6-3 to the under to start the season. And last year, the Tigers were 87 and 67 and 7 to the under. They were also 20 games played to the under, plus 20 units to the under last year. And as you know, Donnie, Detroit's lineup isn't at full strength this evening. It's snowing in Detroit. They're going to be playing the game, but it's cold weather, bad weather. You can make it. Listen, I wouldn't be laying this big price. I know Cole's been hit earlier in the games, but I still don't think this turns into a track meet or anything like that. I'm betting the under this game, guys. I don't know if you guys got an opinion on a side here, if the Tigers you think are a live dog, but I like the under. 8-2 and 6-3 to the under. I'm riding this under wave here with the Yankees. They can't hit.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Also, they're spinning their wheels, too. It's one of those games where you say, hey, the wind's blowing out in Detroit. Great. It's 43 degrees at first pitch. So if you have 14-mile-an-hour below freezing cold.
That's cold, man. For baseball, that ball, like,
swing a bat.
Even Aaron Judge won't like it when the ball hits the bat. He'd be like, oh, no. God, I don't like it. Oh, like.
No, we're 3 hours away from Detroit. We had a snowstorm here yesterday. It's freezing cold. Like, you're wearing your winter coat. Brr, brr. Yes. Guys are outside. Brr. You know, even the guys, Morenci, are usually playing the poker games in the garage. I see them. Not tonight. Cam, they're going inside to his buddy's place and he's been like it outside so they can smoke. Too cold for these guys. Yep. They can't handle it. I'm with you, Morenci. It's under or nothing, and it's Tigers or nothing for me. Alexander's a good young pitcher. You could usually get the Cole with one or two runs early. Runs are going to be at a premium with this weather, Gabe, and I know 7.5s are tough, but I like your style. 8 runs in this game could be very hard to grab. I have a lean to the Tigers and a lean to the under.
What are we getting on the run line?
Plus 1.5, not much juice. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, plus one,
oh, it's plus money. Plus 102.
Yep.
Plus well, that's something that's got to be in play there. That's got to be in play. Yeah. Plus money, plus 1.5 for the Tigers here. I'm doing it. I'm going under the number. I got 8 as well as 7.5 right now. But I'll little sprinkle on the Tigers, but I like the under. I like the under more. There's a couple other big trends, but we got the Rays coming up. The Rays have lost 5 of 6 tonight. Brew Crew, how about this, guys? The Brewers have beaten the Pirates 18 of the last 23 times in Milwaukee.
Jeez.
18-5 last 23 times these two teams have played in Milwaukee. What about the Phillies, Dottie? So last night I was on the Rockies with Cool. Rockies are the most profitable team in baseball so far at 7-3. This year, Freeland's on the hill, their opening day starter. He hasn't been great this year.
Find a new deal today, though.
He got some money.
A little happier. Yeah, he did get money.
He got some money. But you know what's weird? The Rockies are actually 7-3 outright, but they're also 7-3 to the under on the season, which is bizarre. So the Rockies are 7-3. Harper's 3-14 in his career against Freeland. What do you make of this game tonight, Donnie? Who you like in your Phillies and Rockies?
Yeah, the humidor is working out there in Colorado, keeping that ball down. And just like the Yankees, the Phillies spinning their wheels, where that just means, hey, we had a lineup we came into the season, but about a week and a half in, we're scrapping the entire thing, and we're putting Gene Segura in the leadoff hole and Realmuto in 5. Like, you know that's where you're struggling, and that's when you're not supposed to take a team. But who would have thought we'd talk about teams like Detroit, 43 degrees. Oh, Colorado, it's probably snowing. 20 degrees at first pitch, so you should get hits tonight. But then again, it's the Phillies. They should be hitting all season long, and they're more likely to get shut out in Colorado than score 7 runs. I still lean towards the over because of the weather, but outside of that, not a lot to love about the Phillies right now.
I gotta tell you guys, I almost feel like we gotta keep riding the Rockies, but this total feels just a little high to me at 11.5. A little high. You get 12 runs here, but Freeland has been hit, but it's a lot of runs, Kemp. Like I said, the Rockies are 7-3 to the under. They're 7-3, most profitable team in baseball. So that's a 70% clip they're winning in the games, and 70% of their games are going under the number. This is the old blackjack theory or roulette. Why fight it? It keeps on coming up. Rockies. So I always keep betting Rockies. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They even beat the Dodgers 2-3 this team at home.
Yeah. Well, they're good. And the thing is that
they're the only team to beat the Dodgers this year, in fact.
Well, I know. I know. And the thing is that 11.5 is too high. Kyle Gibson's no like stooge or anything like that, too. You're asking 12 runs. You see the weather throughout the United States. It's very cold everywhere. I got to tell you something. If you bet straight up unders tonight on every game blindly, I think there's going to be more unders than overs. Kind of like
you're
what
doing
we
very
did
well.
When we yep. hit the yep. when we hit the quarters last night. We actually lost the games, but the quarters first with all the dogs in basketball went 3-0 last night. I might just blindly bet some unders tonight. I think you guys are on the right track. 12 runs in Colorado at Coors is too much to ask. I don't have an opinion on the side, but I would lean that way as well. On the under.
Yeah, 11.5 is a little bit much there.
It's a little rich. Yep.
What about the Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox, Cam? Who are you taking here?
I got to be honest with you. I wasn't happy with Kikuchi's opener, but he's a yeah. dog tonight in Boston. Eovaldi's actually a better pitcher. I hate to say this. Boston might be the play tonight. I'm not betting the Blue Jays. When I'm not betting the Blue Jays, that means I have a bad feeling about the game. This game, though, 9.5. With the bats, the pitching, this has potential to go over, but I'm not going to, I have a lean to Boston. I'll put it that way, Marinci. What do you guys think?
I heard Donnie sort of chuckle when you said Kikuchi, a little chuckle, but hey, the Jays are Kikuchi. They're dogs here, Donnie. Hey, no team totals, Donnie. Come on. You gave us a home run. It's Dinger Tuesday. I know you always have home runs on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
What about Vlad?
You know, it's interesting about
home run
this too.
Tonight? Who's hitting home run?
Yeah. I'm actually going Boston, so I do agree with Cam in this one. It's a little bit of a fade of Kikuchi on the mound. He hasn't pitched all that well to start, but if you can be able to stack up some decent right-handed batters, they should do well. I don't have a team total in this game, but I did take a hitter prop parlay, each guy to get at least one base hit, and that's Xander Bogaerts and Kike Hernandez. That comes out to a -105, and if you want to double down on Dinger Tuesday, each one of those guys, Xander Bogaerts has a +520 price on a home run, and Kike Hernandez a +385. I think there's a good chance that either one of those guys can go yard tonight in Boston.
Donnie right side kicking with us. I am Renzi. Throw it down to Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart. So, guys, the Dodgers, as I mentioned, Colorado are the only team to beat the Dodgers this year. They beat them 2-3 in the opening series. All 8 wins by the Dodgers by more than 1.5. We talk about it. It really is amazing, this team, with the run line. All 8 wins. They haven't won a game by one run yet. They've lost twice, and they've won every game by -1.5. I thought the number was a little short tonight, but what are you looking at? What else are you looking at tonight, Donnie, in the late baseball?
Yeah, some other stuff here. Mitch Garver and Adolis Garcia of Texas tonight. Little fade of Robbie Reyes, Cy Young. That hitter prop parlay is a +190. Gabe, just to bring up your Dodgers at this point, same thing we talked about in the offseason. Like, they could be down early. They could be tied up late. Just give them 3 outs late in the game, and they will cover for you more than nothing less. Like, they have the pitcher doesn't even bat anymore. So everybody now in the lineup is a home run hitter. It's outrageous to see the Dodgers.
No, I didn't like the DH, but I'm like, all right, make us better. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's helping you guys. Go it's ahead. No bad thing if it's going to happen. If it doesn't hurt us. At least it helps your team. At least it helps your team.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, nobody's winning.
And another thing is, too, we hear from people, I can't bet -1.5 with a home team. It's like, all right, leave it on the table. The Dodgers don't even need that other at-bat.
No, they don't.
They don't.
They don't care.
The thing with them is, too, they could just, like, you're in the game with them a few times this year. It's like 3-3 and a 6. And it's like, boom, they just put 4 up. It's it's 7-3 now. Now it's 9-3. It's like, you know, even last night, Atlanta fought back. Dodgers scored again. It was like, all right, you want us to score again? All right, we'll score again. Like, there's too many guys to go through that lineup. And they're 8-2, and Mookie Betts is hitting like a $1.89 or something like that right now.
Exactly.
They're 8-2.
Nothing matters.
Yeah. You like him tonight with Bubler on the hill?
It's good. I actually, get this, under here early, because I do think both of these pitchers will have some success, bigger ballpark early on. I do think the Dodgers win, but I think it goes under.
All right, Donnie, great stuff as always, Donnie. Thanks for the time.
All right.
Later, Donnie.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi, and it's time to start clicking away right now. We've got the Yankees and Tigers, Marlins and Cards. We're on the under in the Yankee game. Small play on the Tigers, and we like Lizardo over 5.5 strikeouts. Marlins pitcher Lizardo coming off a 12K performance in his last start. Cam, what are you playing here with baseball?
I'm going to ride your Lizardo pick, Gabe. I think that's you and Donnie caught that guy. For a guy that had 12, you're giving me 5.5. Good point about the Cardinals, veteran hitters, but 6 strikeouts for a guy like Lizardo, very attainable and a very good pitcher. I'll take the slight home dog. This game is just getting underway. It was even now 118 for the Marlins. We're on the Marlins tonight. Other than the Yankees and Tigers, Gabe, I think you're taking the Tigers plus 1.5, and I don't think there's many runs in that game. I'm a couple hours away from Detroit, and I can tell you right now it's damn cold. 40, 45 degrees right now. It's going to be hard for that ball to go anywhere. I don't care if the winds are blowing out.
I just got the Tigers at plus 2.5, minus 140.
Yeah, that's good. I like the 2.5, minus 140.
Plus 2.5.
That's great. Not bad. Extra run.
They're probably going to win. They're probably going to win a game outright. I'm just leaving money on the table, actually. The Yankees are not very good.
I want to take the Tigers. I'm with you. I think I'm going to split it up, though. You got a little more. You have more fun with those crazy Morenci parlays. I think I'm going to take Detroit plus 1.5 to plus money and split it up, and I'll take a little bite of that plus 182 on the money line. We're just underway. Yeah, that's what we're doing with Detroit.
See, they didn't like that. They didn't like that getting hit on the 2.5. They just moved it to 1.5 plus 110.
Yes, of course they did. They served their door.
I got in. I was like, parlay. I saw for a second. I was like, boom. No, I didn't parlay. Exactly. I was minus 140. I'm like, all right, give me 2.5 plus 140. Sure. In a game, I think this team, I don't think there's going to be many runs in this game. So in a game, I think they could win. Sure, why not? I'll pull the trigger there. All right. Lizardo struck out the first batter of the game.
Nice. Good start. That's what we need. Lots of strikeouts.
Just like that. All right, so there's some early baseball. We have NHL coming up here at 7 o'clock as well. What other baseball? Nationals and D-backs coming up at 7. I'm not betting this game.
Pass. We're allowed to pass on that one. Pass. I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm not just passing. I'm not even going to talk about it.
No, I agree.
It doesn't exist.
Skip it. Yep, that game is dead to me. I don't care.
And now, look, San Francisco and the Mets have a doubleheader tonight. Scherzer's going after for the Mets. They're 4-4. They're in extra innings right now.
Yeah.
So they got a doubleheader, and they've gone into extra innings. So it's 4-4 in the 10th right now. We've got the next game coming up. It's Webb versus Scherzer. San Francisco are plus 108. The Mets are minus 126. The total is the lowest total I've seen so far this year. It's 6.5. It's a low number. 6.5. And we don't know. So I don't know. It's tough to bet this game right now. We don't even know who won the last game yet. All right. Toronto and Boston are coming up at 7 o'clock. We talked about this game. We'll get back to the baseball after. Let's get into the NHL. We haven't hit the pucks yet. There's a bunch of 7 o'clock action. And I was watching actually NHL classic games today briefly, and I actually enjoyed it. They condensed them down to an hour. And it was the Bruins versus the Islanders in like 1981 or 1980, 1982, whatever. It was like one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Great game. Pete Peters. But I tell you, I always thought of Butch Goring as more of just sort of a grinder. He was good. I just saw a highlight of Butch Goring. He went around everybody. Great move. He actually spun around Raymond Bourque. Bourque is one of the best defensemen ever. Bourque got like spun around. Like Goring was like a hell of a move, man. Scored. So I had Mike Bossy goal. And then there was the classic Islanders Rangers, actually. So I just thought of that right now, seeing the Rangers playing the Jets tonight. Rangers, blue shirts, minus 220, hosted the Winnipeg Jets. Total is 6, Cam. Are you betting this game? Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to skip some other games. I like the under in this hockey game at 6. I think
it feels
the Rangers
a little high.
Are really going to. Yeah, it's high. The Jets are also going to miss Scheifele and a couple other guys on their team. They're pretty well done. I think 6 is a good number for the under. At worst, I'm hoping for a push, but I think it goes under. I like the Rangers, minus 215. I actually might parlay the Rangers with the under. I think they're going to win like a 3-1
style hockey game there, but I like the under six in that game. The other games, Gabe, are pretty crazy when you're talking about juice. Absolutely insane.
Yeah, you want to talk, this is a lot of pulp, parlay pulp tonight. And in fact, how about this? Even if you parlay the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Tampa Bay Lightning, I bet you it's still like minus 250 or something stupid.
Exactly.
It's minus 219. Exactly. And I wouldn't do it anyways. So
I agree.
For the record, the Toronto Maple Leafs are minus 450 favorites right now at FanDuel. Minus 450 against the visiting Philadelphia Flyers. Leafs -2.5 plus 100. Gonna lay 2.5 pucks. You get 2.5 pucks with the Philadelphia Flyers. Normally, I would jump at the opportunity at 2.5 pucks like I just jumped at the opportunity at 2.5 runs. But not with the Philadelphia Flyers. This is one of these games. To be honest, though, the Leafs don't play well against bad teams. So I wouldn't be laying the juice Austin with Matthews the Leafs, and I don't trust Philadelphia. This seems like a pass to me as well. But you're Howie Meeker. You're Dave Hodge. Who you got, Dave Hodge?
I'm Dave Hodge. Love it, Miss Dave Hodge. Anyway, I will say this. For all you guys out there, I got a Morenci-style parlay. I'm not even going to 3.5 or 4.5 goals. But listen to me. I'm a Leaf fan, and I'm telling you, don't lay 2.5 with the Leafs. Matthews is out. This is the type of game that they'll probably win, but I don't think they'll blow it. Philadelphia, listen to this, Gabe. If you took the Flyers +2.5 with the Red Wings, +2.5, it pays +234. I'm not endorsing it. I'm saying the Red Wings got to lose by 3 to the Lightning, and the Leafs got to basically beat the Flyers by 3. I think playing that parlay on FanDuel looks good to me. I actually kind of lean Flyers +2.5, and I'm a Leaf fan. Just telling you, that's way too much juice for the Leafs.
Oh, I forgot to share the parlay that I actually paid. One of the parlays I played. I never do this. This one, 52-1 odds.
Oh, I like. I keep talking.
It was basically every one of my baseball picks.
Yeah.
I just said, you know what? This is what I like. And I just put them together. I had them lined up, Cam, and I didn't click him. I was going to go 1-1. And I was like, oh, wow, it's actually 52-1. I was like, wow, is it really 52-1 this parlay? I was like, you know, why not? So this is what I have. I got Suzuki of the Cubs to get at least one hit tonight. Lizardo over 5.5 strikeouts. Under 8 in the Yankees, Tigers. Toronto Blue Jays to win. Oakland Athletics to win. Seattle Mariners to win. LA Dodgers to win. It's not even that crazy, actually, for 52-1.
It's not even that crazy. No, it's not.
No, it really isn't.
Crazy at all.
Like, they're actually a bunch of favorites. Like, the only underdog I have here, the Jays are a small dog. Yep. And the, that's it. Blue Jays are a small dog. And this Suzuki guy, Cam, he's got hits in, like, 9 straight games, 10 straight games, like a record. So, he actually is, like, minus 180 to get a hit, actually. So, that's 50-1, that play. All right, so let's keep it going with the NHL here. Man, that's some big numbers. Toronto Maple Leafs minus 450. Austin Matthews out tonight. Total is 7 in this game. Detroit Red Wings, plus 375. Tampa Bay Lightning, minus 520. -2.5 is plus 102. See, that doesn't make sense, Cam. Just look, I'm just saying, like, look at Phil Toronto. Like, Toronto is 70 cents cheaper, all right, than 520 to 450. Mm-hmm. Yet -2.5 is plus 100.
Yes.
Tampa Bay -2.5 is plus 102. Should be a little different.
You know what? I almost hate saying this. I take.
You want to take Detroit?
Plus, I want to take Detroit, and I hate to say it.
Dylan Larkin's out, though, for the year.
Yeah, it's a problem, but I don't know if Tampa Bay is going to win by 3 goals. These are ridiculous lines. Let's call it out for what it is, Morenci. I don't care if it's Tampa Bay and Toronto.
Dude, even the Minnesota Wild are ridiculously favored in Montreal.
I agree.
-280 on the road. That's crazy.
I'm not touching these games, and I'm Ron Rubber. People, you can do whatever the hell you want to do with them. You want to put them in round robin parlays?
I want to take the Canadians +1.5. They always screw me, though.
Yeah, they do screw you a lot. That game, I'm not touching. The only game I'm betting at 7-10, I am going to take both dogs 2.5 or small. I'm taking the Rangers under 6, and I'm putting them in parlays. Rangers to beat the Jets, because that's a reasonable number compared to these minus 500s, under 6. That's what I got on the ice. Love the later card, though. The early card on the ice, too much pulp for this guy.
I'm calling an upset in the Ducks-Kings, Cam. Ducks beat the Kings tonight.
You know what?
Or it goes to overtime. Or they lose it overtime.
I'm going to tell you something. For the final games, I actually lean with you with the Ducks. I'm going to bet the Ducks. I like the Canucks in a parlay with a find a dance partner against the Senators. They got to keep on winning games. And I'll tell you, Later on tonight, SJ Sharkey against Columbus. Love the home team there, too. Home team Ducks, SJ Sharkey, Canucks. I'm going to parlay all three, too. It's going to be a nice number.
I'll just do a nice little, let's see Vancouver Canucks to win. They've won six in a row, the Canucks. Going back to back, they beat Dallas last night. And now tonight they host the Ottawa Senators in a, you know, the COVID makeup games here, back to back at home. They're racking up the wins. The dream is still alive to make the playoffs, although it's not easy. Vegas is falling apart, though. Vegas lost it in the New Jersey Devils last night. If you're Vancouver, and maybe it's wishful thinking for me that I want the Kings to lose tonight, Cam, because the Kings are ahead of the Canucks as well. Like, it would be massive if the Ducks could beat the Kings in regulation tonight and the Canucks win. Then it's, like, real, real. Like, the Canucks play the Kings on Monday or Tuesday, Cam. Like, then it sets up where it's like, we're actually playing head-to-head to get into the playoffs almost.
But listen, Morenci, and you know this. The Ducks don't like the Kings. That's their little California rivalry.
I know. That's why they're going to show up. They're not going to roll over for these guys. Exactly.
No, they're at home. They are not going to roll over. And do you really want to lay 62 cents with the Los Angeles Kings? I'll tell you something. The Kings might win this game just from a gambling perspective. It's Ducks or nothing for me. I'm going to look at the Ducks. I think the Ducks can win the game. I told you, I like the Sharks, I like the Ducks, and the Canucks in parlay. So I'm with you on that one. Quack, quack, quack. I think it's great value for the home dog. It's not wishful thinking.
Oh, it'll be a battle. It'll be a battle, that game. You know what? I wish it wasn't minus 182. I wish it wasn't minus 182 on the puck line. So just for the record, a late play here. Vancouver Canucks and the Phoenix Suns on the money line is minus 154. It's not bad.
Sold. Yeah, I can add something to it, too.
That's a late-night parlay. Like, but right there, just at its bare minimum, that's two 10 o'clock games. Mm-hmm. Ottawa versus Vancouver. Listen, Ottawa are going to be scrappy. And Vancouver, are Vancouver going to win, like, the last 13 games of the regular season? They're trying.
The problem, though.
They've done six in a row right now.
I don't know what to say, but the Ottawa Senators.
The crowd's fired up, too,
Kraken.
Now in Vancouver. Remember, I was calling them out for being mellow? They're not now. Yeah. Like, suddenly, there's chants in the streets before games and after the games. People are feeling it.
They're smoking sativas instead of indicas. They got a little bit of energy. That's fine.
They're doing more drinking and less smoking.
Yeah, that's right. More alcohol, less smoking. Anyway, I like the Canucks. And the thing is, hey, the Senators could show up and beat them, but right now it feels like the Senators are just kind of going through the motions, and that's kind of weird. But the Canucks need points, so I think they're fine in parlays to plus money. I have no problem with that.
All right, so this NBA. All right, so you can do Vancouver and Phoenix. That's minus 154. We were talking about this earlier with Donnie. Well, the NBA doesn't start till 7:30 tonight, but I do think Miami are going to win the game outright. I think Memphis are going to win the game outright. I think Phoenix are going to win the game outright. It is plus money. It is plus 104. But what about if we just dance the early two games here? Minus 133. Minus 133. If you go Miami Heat, Memphis Grizzlies, moneyline parlay. But I think Minnesota are live at plus 7.
I'm taking the points. I'm taking the points.
Even if Memphis win, it doesn't mean they're going to blow them out. These teams are pretty evenly matched, as we see. I do think Memphis will be a lot better tonight, though. They will be. Like, they haven't played a real game in a couple of weeks. They had the second seed locked up for a long time. So they got caught off guard. Minnesota have been playing desperation ball all week. They'll be better tonight, Memphis.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi. All right, there's a lot of earlier action here as far as games coming up right now. At 7 o'clock, we're passing on the D-backs and the Nationals, but I will take the Toronto Blue Jays. I got faith. You know, listen, is Kikuchi great? No. And Eovaldi's pretty good, but the Blue Jays are a better lineup. I think they can put enough runs up here. Basically, anytime I get the Blue Jays as an underdog, I'll take a shot with it. They're a better team. They're the best team in this division. And I'm getting plus 120. Give me the Toronto Blue Jays with Kikuchi here. That's the only 7 o'clock game coming up on betting, Ken. The only other one is Arizona and Washington.
Yeah, I would say this for all the people betting hockey. I would take the both underdogs at +2.5, lay 20 cents with the Flyers and the Red Wings. I think both are could actually cover that spread. I like the under 6 in the Rangers game against Winnipeg. I don't see a lot of goals in the Rangers will be applied to parlays. I lean Boston, Gabe, but I don't bet against the Blue Jays. So, yeah, pretty small card for us at 7 o'clock.
I have no choice. I'm obligated to pass on the Rangers and the Jets. I'm not allowed betting on Winnipeg Jet games.
You're banned.
It's true. It's true. I'm not. No more. And I really don't. No, no. I really don't now. Like that last time, when I lost the period and a half play, that was it for me. I'm like, you've screwed me in every possible fashion, you guys. Like in any way. Like in every way, Kev. Like I've had them +2.5. You've lost by 3. I've had, I had the Blues once, and then Winnipeg tied it with 10 seconds left and won in overtime, of course, to beat me.
13,
like,
you
name it. You name it. It's happened to me. First period plays, +2.5s, them to win in parlays, totals, doesn't matter. I abstain.
I don't blame you.
I refuse to run.
That team will drive you nuts. Yeah, I agree. I remember when I was in Vegas, I needed Winnipeg to cap a parlay. They blew a 2-goal lead with a couple minutes left. I lost, couldn't get out of it. No, they'll drive you nuts, that team. But
the Braves used to be that, my team like that. And the Dolphins, too. The Dolphins used to really bother
me. Miami Dolphins. For me, the Falcons.